The Environment Committee of the EU Parliament meets this morning to continue its discussions on a proposed nature restoration law, which includes a requirement to re-wet tracts of reclaimed agricultural land in Ireland. The controversial proposal, while welcomed by environmental groups here, is opposed by farmers and has sparked political division among government parties. 2 weeks ago, the Environment Committee voted by the narrowest of margins to keep the new law alive. And today's meeting is seen as do or die for the proposal, which, if backed, could become law by the end of the year. Our environment correspondent George Lee is here with more. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Mary.
Restoring nature shouldn't be controversial, but this law is just that. Will you remind us what it's designed to do and why the controversy?
Well, it's the first significant nature law being proposed in Europe for 30 years. And because of the state of the habitats right across Europe, the information we have about the decline in species and so on, it's clear that there's a crisis, really, in terms of nature. We saw a recent study, I think it came from the University in Belfast, which said that 50% or almost 50% of animals are in decline, species, stuff that we didn't know before. We know that the state of habitats, about 80 to 85% of them are in bad or poor condition. We know there are issues in relation to, say, in Ireland, we know that the amount of, it's nearly two-thirds of our bird species are on the red or amber lists in terms of conservation, and that's just us. So right across Europe, there's that recognition that we have a huge issue here in terms of nature dying all around us, and we are dependent on that for our economy, for our health, for our well-being, for water, for air, for everything. So they're saying, listen, we need to lead on this and we need to change. So they proposed this law. It came from the European Commission. There are three aspects or three channels in terms of how it becomes a law. One is the Council of Ministers, which is the governments of each country. There's the Commission who proposes it, and then there's the Parliament representing the people. And so what it's proposing, which is the most controversial, certainly from our point of view, is that as part of this restoring of nature, there are a lot of peatlands all over Europe, but we know particularly in Ireland, which need to be re-wetted. Because if they are re-wetted, you get more nature and biodiversity back. For instance, re-wetted bogs in the Midlands in Ireland. We've seen the reintroduction, or certainly what birds which have come back, the likes of that majestic crane bird, which they haven't seen in the Midlands for donkey's years. That's back. So nature restores quite quickly. But restoring the boglands and re-wetting the wetlands is controversial. In Ireland, 7% of our farmland is considered to be re-wetted or dried out peatland. Mm-hmm. And the big issue is, well, how much of this are you going to re-wet? And how would you compensate for people? And what would happen to farming? And it's the same thing all over Europe. And that's one of the key reasons why it's so controversial.
All right. What is likely to happen this morning at this Environment Committee?
Well, it's a continuation of the vote in relation to whether or not the Environment Committee will endorse this particular law. As it's proposed. And then we have already had it rejected from two European Parliament committees. That's the Farming Committee and the Fisheries Committee. Mm-hmm. And that really rang the alarm bells that this law was in trouble. And the European People's Party has certainly lined up against it in Europe in terms of its voting, weight. And so the big fear is that if it falls at this committee, which is the key committee for it, that it could fall
there
entirely.
There are hundreds of amendments.
Lots of amendments. And in relation to that, one of the channels in terms of who will negotiate this is this Council of Ministers. And last week, they had a vote and they loosened up in terms of what their negotiation aspect of this would be, allowing much more flexibility with regard to what countries would do themselves and how they would dictate which lands and which targets and which payments and so on. So greater flexibility. And that flexibility was important in signalling to the people at the committee today in the Parliament that, look, there's more negotiation to be done on this, and there's plenty of stuff that we can fix up on this.
And even if it gets passed today, it is going to take some time, isn't it, to work its way through the various European structures before it becomes law. And even then, if it does become law, every country has a degree of flexibility around its implementation.
Some degree of flexibility. And of course, that has to be finalised in relation to this. That's what the Council of Ministers came up with last week, where they said, look, and remember, not every country at the Council of Ministers accepted this. We had Portugal, Finland, Sweden and Italy who voted against this last week at their Council of Ministers. We had the Netherlands, Belgium and Austria who abstained. So it is controversial among the governments. It's controversial among the members of the Parliament. So what happens after this is that it has to pass a parliament anyway, even after this committee, and then they go into a tripartite type of negotiation with the European Commission, the Council of Ministers, and this. So there's a long way to go.
There's many steps along the way.
One of the key issues that farmers have in relation to it is you're telling us that we need to re-wet our land. What does that mean? Yeah. Is it all our land? And then you have the whole controversial aspect about it could, most of it could be done on public land, like Cuilche land.
Discussions that we have had on the programme as well around this piece of legislation. For now, George, thank you very much indeed for joining us.